The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're offering ideas about how you can find a way to pay for some or even all of your college education. My guests are Jessica Brown, founder of collegegirl.com. That's girl with a G-U-R-L. She's also author of the book, How to Pay for College When You're Broke. And Cynthia Hammond-Davis, college advisor and author of If I Knew Then What I Know Now, College and Financial Aid Planning from a Parent's Perspective. We are still taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Karen, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Karen. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just had a question. Do either of you, Cynthia or Jessica, know of any resources that you've come across that help multiples?
Multiple.
Sending multiples to college at the same time. I have a girlfriend who has a set of triplets. They're graduating this year. I mean, they've done a lot, but it's still, I mean, running into a lot of brick walls and just finding money. I mean, just like Harold mentioned earlier, paying for all the ACTs, the SATs, and the prep courses and things like that. I mean, is there anything out there?
Right. So the best thing I can tell your friend is to make sure that she fills out the FAFSA form, the free application for federal student aid. Go with three students going to college at the same time. There is such a discount right there. So she needs to go ahead and file that free application for federal student aid. If she hasn't, make sure that she does that, because she may find that she is, her expected family contribution number may be lower than she thinks with three students going at the same time.
I agree. I completely agree. Additionally, speaking directly, once again, building that relationship with the financial aid office is going to be vital to the success of that family, and particularly if all three of them want to go to the same institution. That would probably be in their best interest to do so because of that three in college situation. However, there is a situation where one of the triplets might get a scholarship somewhere else. So, you know, definitely just making sure that the family begins to contact the financial aid office to see what they could potentially qualify for directly from the institution itself, because you never know. With a case like that, an institution may be willing to provide that family additional funds.
Okay. Karen, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mona. Yes. Mona. There we go.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. How are you?
I have a question about refunds. You know, school's about to start in a couple of weeks for my child, and the school is telling me that we have a shortfall, and I can't understand why, because we had enough money for my student loan, and they said that my child got a refund, and I don't understand this refund thing, and why wouldn't that come to me, and why wasn't that refund applied to their bill, and so that there wouldn't be a shortfall?
Well, the issue is that it all depends on exactly what happened. The money could have been dispersed as a refund, yet there were other charges still coming through at the same time. So if the money was released prior to those charges coming through, that left a balance. And if your child has exhausted that refund, then of course now you are left to pay out of pocket or get on a payment plan for this money for the following semester. So you definitely want to make sure that you're monitoring your account to make sure all has paid out, because remember, refunds are supposed to be used for educational expenses. So when things like this happen, students are supposed to use that money from a refund to give it back to their student account.
And I guess the thing that's interesting is, if there's something left over, and help me with this, are some colleges and or universities, they only bill you semester to semester.
Right.
And so it's not like your credit card bill,
right,
where if you have a bill for $50 and you give them $100, they keep the whole thing.
Right.
If the bill is for $50, a lot of colleges and universities will kick back what you don't owe and
right,
just bill you for that other $50 the following semester.
Yes. So that's important to make sure that you are understanding what your student account is and how the money is dispersed, and to make sure that you are in a good financial situation. There's many students I've known that blown a $9,000 refund within a matter of 2 weeks, you know, and what did they buy? And then they're coming to my office, well, Ms. Brown, I don't understand why I owe the school $4,000. Well, the school was still in the process of, you know, processing your account, but the money came out before it was due, and now you owe me. So if you don't have that $4,000, I don't know what to tell you, because you won't be able to matriculate without paying.
There you go, Mona. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Vivian, calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind?
Hi. There's a few things I want to say. Hi, Ms. Hammond Davis. This is Ms.
Scratchin'.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
But I wanted to say one thing that the students don't realize when they go to school is that refund check is not a refund check. They're led to believe that, oh, that's money that they can spend. That's money that if they got a loan or if they, you know, that's money that's left over from that loan, and they have to pay that back eventually. And a lot of students don't realize that. So with my kids, I always told them, that refund check is not a refund. So when it's given back to them, I make them give it to me, and I put it in an account so that when it's time for them to pay it back, they'll have the money to pay it back. Or
right.
Either I make them immediately pay it back.
Right.
And another thing is, when your kids go to school, you should make sure that they put your name on to be able to look at their records.
That's right. And that
because
form is called a FERPA.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to know what's going on, because if you're not, if they don't sign you up to look at their records, you're not going to be able to look at anything, you know?
That is so true. And one thing I can say about Vivian, because I know her students from prior, this parent, and I tell parents, you must stay involved in the process. When I send scholarships to students, I send them to the parent. And there were times when a scholarship would come in, an organization would call me, and I remember specifically I called Vivian because I knew that her daughter was going to take that scholarship and get it done and get it to the organization. And her daughter did receive that scholarship. So when it's good to also to stay in contact with the counseling office at the high schools, because we are the ones who get those scholarship the organizations, the applications that come in. When they come into my school, I am automatically not only sending it to the student, but I'm sending it to the parent as well.
And some scholarship award organizations won't do that. They may send it directly to the school in that you've been accepted to.
Right. You're talking about the money after it's been. Oh, definitely, definitely. They're going to send it to the actual college. So the student will not get it in their name when they graduate. When they have decided what college they're going, the organization will contact them to fill out a form and say, tell us where this money is going. And it goes directly to the college in the student's name.
Well, Vivian, thank you so much for your phone
thank
call.
You.
We are talking tonight about paying for college. Where can you find the money to pay for some or all of a college education? Let's go to Michelle. Michelle calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Michelle, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I've heard from several people about the Maryland there's a scholarship or tuition assistance available for Maryland residents. As long as the child is a Maryland resident and they go to an in-state school, that there is tuition assistance that will pay for the tuition and the books, but the parents will be responsible for room and board. Have you heard anything like that?
So I know that there is the MD CAPS through the Maryland Higher Education Commission for students who qualify for a specific grant based on their parents' income. I know that there is money available through that up to about $17,000 per year. So that's the Maryland Higher Education Commission. If the students are in high school or even if they're in college, they should be getting an email from MD CAPS. That might be what you're talking about. Also, if you're talking about the Academic Common Market, not sure if you're talking about this one, where students in Maryland could go out of state and pay in-state tuition at some southern state schools, public schools?
I've heard about that one, but no, this one in particular was strictly about going to Maryland, a university or college in Maryland, as long as you're a Maryland resident. There was some type of scholarship where they would pay for tuition and books, and then the parents have to pay for room and board. But I'm finding that it's hard for, like, with the Maryland Higher Education or the MCAP that you mentioned, because from what I'm researching and learning is you really have to be in a very, very low income status in order to be able to get the tuition assistance that you mentioned like that.
Right. For the Maryland, for the MD caps, yes. But there's also within that is the Maryland and the Delegate and Senator Scholarships also on that website from the Maryland Higher Education Commission.
Explain
I think you
that.
Can also. So there is a Senate and Delegate Scholarships as well. So most of the time the student has to reach out to their senators. Go on to MD Elect. I believe it's .org. You can get it through the Maryland Education Commission website as well. And you can contact your senators and your delegates and see how they can, if they have money available, how your student can receive that money. But I will have to research that. I've been in the education field for a long time with scholarships. I haven't heard of that, but I will definitely research it because if it is, I really want to know about it.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I've heard it from a couple of people, and so now I already feel like I'm behind the power curve as a parent trying to help my senior, you know, get prepared, and just any little assistance nowadays, you know, it's helpful.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for calling, and good luck to you and your youngster. We appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I believe this is Cyrene calling from D.C.
Hello.
Hi. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, Jess. I just want to say that I'm such a big fan of you and all that you do. And thank you for releasing the book, College Girl. It has taught me so much. And I love the swimsuit, girl. Definitely going to wear it all season long. So, where can we get more of these bathing suits? We just go to your site.
Wait a minute. What's the bathing suit thing? We went from college education
well,
to bathing
college
suit.
College girl.
Oh, she has these amazing bathing suits that say smart, educated, and
scholar and achiever. So.
Yeah, and they're so cute.
Okay.
And, you know, I feel like it's a cool way for her to integrate apparel and all that.
Okay.
Well,
right now we're just going to keep the kids dressed in the basics so that they can get through school.
Oh, right.
Yeah, of course. But I would imagine it's also on your website.
Everything is on my website.
Well, thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you, Cyrene. I appreciate it as well. Let's talk real quick before the break about student loans, because there's been so much discussion about them. What are your thoughts about student loans?
Right now, the student loan debt is more than credit card debt. The student loan debt is currently $1.3 trillion right now, meaning that we need to begin to borrow smart, like those refunds that the young lady talked about a couple minutes ago. You know, the importance of understanding that you're borrowing that money now, but in the long run, you really have to pay that money back. So it's really not a refund. So making sure you borrow what you need, not what you want, and making the best decisions.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break, but the lines are still still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Paying for college, still answering your questions. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about paying for college, some or all of your college education. Let's talk a little bit more, Cynthia, about student loans. For some people, that's the first thing that they look for. Right. Your thoughts and suggestions about how to handle student loans.
So student loans and parent loans. May I talk about that, too? Okay, so I am so passionate about this whole conversation and parents and students paying for college and loans and things like that. I am talking with middle school parents to make sure they are preparing their students for the really big scholarships. And I'm talking about scholarships that you don't have to have the best grades, but showing them in their seventh and eighth grade year how to start making that resume and that essay pop, even if they don't even realize that they're doing it. So needless to say, the loans part of it. When I talk with parents, I tell them, look, you really do need to have a heart-to-heart conversation with your children before they start looking at colleges, before they start talking with their friends, before you start talking with your friends and looking at, you know, the colleges that you're familiar with. Have a heart-to-heart conversation about how much you can pay for college, okay? How much you as a parent can help pay for college. And then have your students go ahead and apply to the colleges that they want to apply, but let them know this. Plan A, B, C, and D are in effect. Plan A is that college that's way out of your reach, maybe $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. Go ahead and apply, but this young person has to bring a certain amount to the table in renewable scholarships that come from the college. If you do not bring this amount or whatever amount that you all decide on, then you will have to go to Plan B. Plan B is that college that maybe your state's colleges or maybe colleges within the academic common market that may be a little less expensive. Students will still have to bring something to the table. They are going to college, not you. So students must put their best foot forward and make sure that Plan B, if you and say this is how much you're going to have to bring to the table, renewable every year, and then we'll pay the rest. Plan C, start at a two-year college. All right. Two-year colleges are great colleges, especially in this area. We have some really good two-year colleges, and then transfer to the four-year college. Parents have to understand that you have to stay within your budget. This is the biggest problem I see in all of my experience is that, you know, they're paying too much money. $20,000, $25,000 a year, if you can't afford that, is too much money. There are other colleges that your child can attend that's less expensive. Plan D is sometimes because we are in this economic crisis, because we are rebuilding ourselves out of this rut that we've been in, sometimes students have to go to school part-time, work full-time, or vice versa. You can work it this way, and I tell parents to stay within your budget because these college loans that are coming out are totally ridiculous, and they don't have to be if parents are educated well ahead of time.
Jessica, one of the things that I've found, you know, fascinating and also discouraging is that in applying for scholarships, a lot of times organizations are asking for what I would call the Justice League of America student. I mean, you know, the only thing these students don't do in high school and in college is fly.
Right.
I mean, we're talking students who have straight A's that are athletes that are leaders that are doing some amazing things, and that's great because these young people are going to be running the world. Right. But for the average student who just goes to school, who gets average grades, who still wants to go to college, how do they compete for, you know, for the scraps of scholarships that everybody's applying?
Well, I mean, you know, there's scholarships out here for everyone, like, you know, like I said earlier. However, it's all about being active. Just because you are not a straight A student, because neither was I. I was too much fun. You know, I was not a straight A student, but I had a decent GPA point average. I also was class president, flew to China on a scholarship for 6 weeks and studied there. So I was enriched in activities in my community and different organizations. And that allowed me enough leverage to be eligible for different scholarships that the smarty pants weren't eligible for, right? Because all they do is sit in the room and study. So there's sometimes more options for the person that doesn't sit in the room and study all day because you're in a sport. You attend a church. You are a debutante. You are, you know, class president. You are part of Golden Key International Society.
So you're suggesting these organizations that you may have some affiliation with, your church, your local politician, ask.
Right, ask. Right, the power of the axe. Yeah. I went to church in New Jersey, and they raised so much money during the year that it was almost 20 of us or more. We all got almost $6,000 apiece. If you went to a 4-year institution, if you went to a 2-year institution, you got $3,000 apiece. We didn't have to write essays. We didn't have to go to all
these
church meetings.
We just had to be a member.
We just had to submit our transcripts because remember they would not pay us directly. They're going to pay the institution directly, but that's all we had to do. So there is money out here that doesn't make you do too much to get the money.
You had a college debt experience that you wanted to share with us briefly.
Well, my college debt experience, especially with one particular student, you know, this student is now in almost $100,000, if not more, of debt at interest rates at 22%.
And that student isn't alone either.
And he's not alone because at the end of the day, when you go to these schools and you don't have enough money, you're in a bind, right? So you're just going to sign your name on the dotted line. You're not going to read the terms and conditions of the scholarships. If they're renewable, they're not renewable. If they're contingent upon certain GPA and qualifications, you're just going. You're just putting your life on the line and signing your life away. So it's important that if you are a student who doesn't have a family, right? Because there's many students out here who don't have parents or guardians and things like that, that whoever you are out there, you are reading and you are thoroughly understanding. Because if you're not, you need to contact the financial aid office or the bank and have a sit down because this is your life, your financial security and your credit. And the whole point of going to college is to gain economic wealth. Who wants to be 22 and over $100,000 worth of debt at a 22% interest rate?
Kareem, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to ask College Girl a question.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Kareem. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I want to know what's the best way for a student to pay off the debt if they already have taken out the loans or what have you for their college education?
Well, thanks, Kareem, for calling. And that is a wonderful question. There's many listeners out there that are in the same boat of trying to repay these loans and not understanding the options. Thankfully, we had a great president who made sure that he put in a lot of different options in place to make paying loans back affordable. However, we need to stop running from the 800 number. We have to answer because at the end of the day, student loan debt won't go anywhere. You can file for bankruptcy and it'll still be on your credit. So with that being said, you want to make sure that you're building a positive relationship with your loan servicer. They have affordable payment plans where you can pay 10% of your income, where you can only pay $50 a month, or you can defer or forbear your loans until you get enough money in your bank account to pay it off. Now, if you do go into deferment or forbearance, please remember that those loans will still accrue interest. However, you are working to pay the debt down and building that positive relationship to ensure that you can have great credit and eliminate this debt soon.
Okay. Kareem, thank you so much. Cynthia, earlier you mentioned that you are talking to young parents about making sure that their child's academic resume pops, as you put it. Give me an example of what you mean by that.
So what I mean is to make sure that your students are challenging themselves in the classroom. Not only that, but also in the community. Make sure that they are involved in some type of activities after school. There are a lot of things that students can do free of charge. Maybe if the student is a middle school student, they could go to the elementary school and help tutor elementary students. They could also go to summer programs are very, very important and very inexpensive sometimes. So students can do that as well. And tell me, ask me, what's your question again?
You were talking about making sure that their resumes pop. And what do you tell parents?
Right. So I tell parents, too, that it's not about we get a lot of students who have a resume that's 3 pages long. That with them for the things that they have done, 100 things that they've done. Colleges are looking for students who are sticking with something for a while. So, say for example, you started in eighth grade working at a shelter. And you started making the peanut butter sandwiches. And now the next year, you are the head of the peanut butter sandwiches and you are the leader of the peanut butter line. And then the next year, you are in charge of the whole peanut butter staff. So this is what we're talking about, making sure that you are going not only high, but also wide and deep. So that's what colleges are looking for, something that you're sticking with, because they're saying that if you stuck with this, we know that when you come to our campus, you're going to do something and stick with it as well. So we have to make sure that our students are the need of the college, and that's what brings the money as well. So regardless of, and yes, you're going to have to show that you are college ready as far as your grades are concerned, but what is the need of that specific college? And that's what, when I visit colleges and talk with college reps on a daily basis, I want to know what are they looking for in a student. And then after I talk with my students and begin to build relationship with them, I will say to them, you know what? I think you need to check this one out. I think you need to check that one out. So that's building that resume and making it pop. You never know what you've done in eighth grade that you can put in your essay to make that essay pop. And I show them how to not only show and not only tell in an essay, but show in an essay.
So. Real quick before I close, I only have about 30 seconds. Best time to apply for scholarships, Jessica?
All year round. All year round. There is opportunities all year round, all 12 months. So be sure to continuously stay on top of it.
Okay. Jessica Brown and Cynthia Hammond Davis, thank you both so much. We really appreciate it. Going to make sure that
thank
we put
you.
All of the information that we've spoken about on this program on WHUR.com on the Daily Drum page. That'll be on after 8:30. So again, ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, January 4th, 2017. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR or Twitter at H Fisher WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.